You're listening to the Fit Mom Podcast with me, Marisa Tully, and my co-host, Ash Iovino. We go beyond fitness, diving into sleep, stress, science-backed systems, and the latest biohacking to help ambitious moms like you channel the same drive you bring to your work and family into your health and performance. Okay, so today's episode, I'm going to be trying something new by recording whilst I'm going for my walk in 2 degrees in Die Platteland in Potchefstroom while I walk Enzo. And I'm lying, it's not the first time I'm trying this. I've done it before and then I just decided to do it in studio because things got noisy and more importantly, it was really annoying listening to my voice because I was so out of breath from the walk. So here we go. 5 reasons why entrepreneurship is the absolute best, but also the absolute worst job role or position you could put yourself in. And I'm going to start off with the worst because I suppose we all know how entrepreneurship gets glorified, especially on social media. I'm guilty of it because I'm just someone who likes to put up boundaries as to what I share on socials and what I don't. And you're not easily going to or quickly going to find me crying online when times are tough and hard, which there have been plenty of those in the past and still to come for sure. But also it's fun to share the wins because entrepreneurship is so damn hard. And I know if you run your own business, you know this feeling. It's so tough at times that when you have a win, you just want to shout it on top of the rooftop. You want to share it with everyone and basically you want to brag. And the bragging factor and putting it on social media to make yourself look good makes you feel good for an hour, maybe less, maybe more. So let's just talk about number one. And this is just every single entrepreneur that I've spoken to, podcasts that I've listened to. You don't switch off. Yes, you can. You've got the freedom to take holiday as often as you want. But the reality is, even on holiday, you're not switching off. Your brain is constantly on fire when it comes to thinking of new ideas and strategies. And also, if you've got a staff, it's even harder to switch off because there are always things that are going wrong. In my 7 years of running a PR agency and having a team, I used to say that the hardest part for me, at least, was running a team because there was just so much that you couldn't control and there was always issues coming up that impacted the business and yourself and drainage of energy, etc., etc. So number one is you literally do not switch off. You are constantly thinking about your business, even on weekends. 2 seconds. Enzo, out the bush. I'm so paranoid of these vlakvarke here. Okay, see, this is why it's not a good idea recording a voice, podcast on a walk. Another reason why so many entrepreneurs are constantly talking about all these tools of coping mechanisms is because they don't switch off, and so you are very often completely drained, fatigued, reliant on stimulants like caffeine or to keep you going, and so they're always looking for tools to switch off. Meditation, ice baths, you name it. So that's number one. Number two, and this is a perk, so this will be one of the best reasons for being an entrepreneur, but also the worst, is autonomy. Basically having the decisions or the freedom to make the decisions and make the calls. That also, for me at least, has been one of the hardest things. At times that you are just completely drained or fatigued, or even worse, imposter syndrome kicks in. It's incredibly exhausting to be the only one making the call and the decisions, and so much that relies on you. You just wish in those moments and those periods that you had someone to bounce ideas off. So that's where it's beneficial to have a business partner. Or even when you do have a business partner, it gets tough because there's just a lot that rests on your shoulders. And it gets really hard. And if you're a solo entrepreneur, it gets really lonely. Really, really lonely. And it impacts the relationships around you. My poor husband, for the first year and a half of running Stream, used to, on weekends or on evenings, or in the evenings when we'd go for a walk or have dinner, I'd constantly be bouncing ideas off of him and just wanting him to make decisions for me. So it impacts everyone around you, and it gets super frustrating and super hard just being the damn one that makes all of the decisions. Then, third one, so many of you can relate to this, the worst reason, or one of the worst reasons why I think entrepreneurship is just so damn stupid to embark on, is because you're giving up financial security. Every single month, you get a salary when working for someone else, or commission-based structure, whatever the structure is that you have set up when with your employer. You don't have that when you're an entrepreneur. And that, I know, gets hell of a tough, especially at the beginning phases of your business. Not always necessarily because you are, you know, running your new business, getting things off the ground and not making enough income as a start off, but also because, of course, you are reinvesting into the business. You are trying to get a grip of your finances, of where do you put money in, where do you take money out, how much do you pay yourself, and all of that is it's pretty unstable at the beginning, of course, unless you have a very good, I'd say, skill of managing finances. And something that I forgot to mention in the last podcast that I spoke about, when it comes to whether, like, five things to know before you launch your own business, is so many accountants, or so many entrepreneurs that I've come across have been accountants before or have been in finance and they started their own businesses, and often they're very successful because they know the foundations of finances and managing your money correctly, which a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with. So yeah, so that security you're not going to have every single month of that salary. And of course, there is a con to that as well, which I will get to. Then, number four, I'm already out of breath. Thanks for your patience for listening to this podcast episode for so far, because I'm going to be even more out of breath. It's really cold. Number four, the reason why it's the worst is because with being employed, you have got the opportunity to grow and learn from mentors that you are surrounded by. So depending, of course, on the businesses that you're working with, it's just such great exposure that you get when you're working for a company. Because let's say you're in a big corporate and you can climb that corporate ladder, you're going to get potentially business travel opportunities, opportunities to sit in workshops or speaking events that your company has organized with, who knows, Simon Sinek and these like big high profile inspirational leaders that you get exposure to because you work for these companies. Obviously that's not the case with everyone, but if it's not like a big event opportunity or mentorship opportunity that you have within your corporate company, you still get exposure to different personality types and co-workers and colleagues that you can really leverage how to handle conflict better, how to manage better, all those types of things that a employee structure gives you. And then the last reason why entrepreneurship is the worst is just because it is an endurance race with no freaking idea what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen financially to your business in the next month or two. It's just unpredictable, right? And the cushy part of working for a company is, of course, that you at least know that you are protected to a certain degree. Of course, if shit hits the fan and you get retrenched, there's that. Hopefully you get a payout and a package. But at the same time, just with being your own boss, everything, like I say, everything rests on your shoulders with the decision making. And when you do have a team, can be incredibly stressful that you are responsible for other people's livelihood, and that if things go wrong, that sort of filters through down the sort of system or the hierarchy system. So that is the, I could actually list like gazillions of reasons why entrepreneurship is the worst. That's my top five. And now let's move over to the perks, because there's a hell of a lot of perks and I want to share these with you. So around about now is a good time to interject and just say that I don't believe that everyone should be an entrepreneur or should not, should quit corporate, basically. I think that there is such an important place for learning experience, support, resources, and growth when you're working for someone else. And for me personally, I am so grateful that I had that experience working for a couple of different companies before starting my own business. There was a lot of discomfort that I experienced, so much that challenged me that by the time I started my own business, I had a certain level of confidence that I would have only gained by having this exposure and being thrown in the deep end before starting my own business. So entrepreneurship is definitely not for everyone. And also where I think you should need to analyze whether you need to run your own business or not, most of the time it starts with the fact that people just want to run their own businesses. That's how most of the entrepreneurs that I've spoken to, it came about. They wanted to do their own thing. They wanted that autonomy and control over their lives. So if that is the case, it is a good time to sort of just analyze when the right time is to leave your company. There is so much that working for someone else can offer you, like I say, the resources and support and growth, that if it gets to a point where you're truly, truly unhappy, you're not feeling fulfilled, you're not feeling like this is your life's purpose and you're not giving back and making the world a better place, whatever your sort of purpose and inner voice is telling you you should be doing, when you reach that point, I believe it is time to look at other opportunities and to start your own business. Or like I'll talk about a little bit later, there are other ways of becoming an entrepreneur. But let's move on. Okay, I just had to catch my breath there a little bit. Not walking the steepest hill, yeah. Of course, you guys know, Porch ain't got no Cape Town mountains that Enzo and I are used to, but we're still out of breath. Probably our body's way of trying to keep warm in this damn cold weather. Okay, so let's move on to the five reasons why entrepreneurship is the absolute freaking best. I get still to this day so passionate when friends or family members or strangers that I chat to tell me about their ideas of running their own businesses. It really makes me so excited. And that's why for 2 years of running Stream, I did strategic consulting for startups to help them get their businesses off the ground, because it just really like ignites this fire in me. So of course, there's a lot of reasons why it's incredibly tough. I've been exposed to so many business owners who haven't made it, who've gone back to corporate. And that was actually one of the reasons why what I was going to put down as entrepreneurship being the worst is that you can very quickly feel like a failure, especially if things don't work out. But as we know, or should know, there's no such thing as failure. So anyways, let's move on to why exactly I'm such a big advocate of working for yourself. And number one is, again, autonomy. So that can be a bad thing. And the reason why it's so damn incredible is because you have such freedom. Freedom, for instance, that I have at 9 a.m. in the morning, going for a walk with my dog, deciding I'm going to go home, work from home today, not leave the house, going to make myself a big ass breakfast, take things easy, listen to my body, maybe go for another afternoon walk, and then start cooking dinner at 4 o'clock. Like, that's how you choose or can choose to use the freedom of running your own business. So one thing that I also love about it is that you really can move according to like your state of where you're feeling mentally and physically. And I can take it easy today because on Saturday I was working. And even when you're working after hours or on weekends or on holidays, I'm working because I actually really want to, because I'm so fiery and passionate that I really want to do it then and there. So although so many of us can complain about you never switching off, and it's still exciting and exhilarating because you're never switching off because you don't want to switch off, because you're so damn passionate about what you're doing and fiery that you, when you get that inspiration, you know that you want to work then and there, because when Monday comes, or maybe Wednesday or maybe Friday, you might be a bit fatigued and you've got the freedom to take off or take things slow. So that autonomy and having the decision making was huge for me, and was the biggest reason for me to embark on entrepreneurship at the age of 25, because I just realized that working for someone else and someone else having an impact on what my day-to-day looks like is not the future that I want. Strangely, at 25, which was 11 years ago, I already was predicting or foreseeing a type of future that I wanted, especially with a family and kids. And I knew that I wanted to run my own business and have that freedom and autonomy before having kids, but have businesses that have been running for long enough, not just starting off and then having kids. Because that would, that respect to anyone who's done that or who's had kids and then started businesses, that's incredible. So let me just wrap up number one, autonomy, of course, and why so many people embark on this journey of entrepreneurship is the absolute bloody best. And then number two, now I love this one, innovation. You really get to dream up and concoct and create whatever you want. Is even if it's a service-based business or if it's a product-based business, I can't tell you the amount of times I've like redirected, especially when I started Stream, because I had flexibility. I was a solopreneur. Prior to that, I had business partners in the businesses that I ran. So there was always like sort of a joint collaborative effort into deciding what we're doing to make money, what we're launching. And when I started as a solopreneur, what was really fun was to try and see what services I could offer, what I enjoyed more. Of course, you're checking what's more profitable and what's not, because service-based and offering your time, there's a lot of restrictions. So you've got that freedom, whereas obviously when you're working for someone else, you can't suddenly go and tell your boss or your co-workers, look, I want to change direction. I don't actually want to be handling the marketing of the business anymore. I want to be doing the HR. Okay, in certain environments and certain jobs, you can potentially do that to an extent. You know, you might have flexibility. They want to keep you. They don't want to lose you. And they're happy to shift things around. But when you're working for yourself, it's a different ballgame. And what I also love about it is that you can make up whatever title you want to be. So for so long, or like if I just look at a lot of my friends, they are have been working their asses off to get that certain title, to become that director, to become the MD. And when you're an entrepreneur, today you can be an MD, tomorrow you can be the CFO, the next day you can be head of tech. You can really be anything. And I laugh about it because since being an entrepreneur for so long, I just have a giggle at whatever your title is, especially when people are wanting to try like really unique and different titles. And Ash and I, for Fit Mom, we had such a laugh trying to think like, what is my title going to be for Fit Mom? Because she brought me on board as a business partner. We are like, there's so much that I cover, not just marketing, but what is the title going to be? Like, is it going to be marketing director, or is it going to be like what we ended up with, creative director and coach? Like, you can basically, whatever dream you had as a little child of this job title, you can, you name it, you can be it. And that's fun about being an entrepreneur. Then I would say number three is that you have such financial potential to earn whatever you want because there's no cap. Of course, you have got control of, or semi-control to a certain extent, when it comes to how much you're paying tax, and how you're structuring your business financially. And when you're obviously working for someone else, there's a limit to as how much you can earn. Of course, I know there's exceptions to earning a little bit more with commission, etc., etc. But at the same time, it's so much better. When you're running your own business, you can build your own baby. And when you've put in 10 years at a corporate company to build that company and you leave and you've got nothing to show for it, maybe you're in a bigger corporate and you're getting a couple of shares, but majority of the time you leave, that business still carries on. And then what are you sitting with? Whereas imagine how much you can gain from putting 10 years into your own company. And how much financial freedom you can have by increasing your own salary, or your whatever you're putting on the payroll, or whatever expenses you're putting through the business. Like, financially, I have been in the best ever position since the age of 25, since running my own business, because, okay, obviously there was a lot learned along the way, but I would never ever have earned, let's say for the first 5 years, even though it wasn't like what I'm near to what I'm earning now, in those first 5 years, I was still earning a hell of a lot more than I would have if I was working at an agency or in-house at a corporate company. So that is really, really motivating. Of course, it's not always the case that you start off your businesses and it's making the moolah. It's a process. Another reason why I believe in starting your business on the side and sussing things out, so that you have some security, because there's nothing worse than having that financial pressure and not making money. It impacts everything in terms of your product, the quality of work that you do. Okay, so that's number three. Then number four, another favorite, personal growth. I cannot tell you how much I have expanded my skill set in the past 11 years, because as we know, you are not just running, you know, or in charge of a certain area of your business. Again, it depends on how your business is structured or your niche. But at the end of the day, when you're starting off your new business, you're doing everything from your IT, from your finance, from your marketing. You are stretched across everything. It's incredibly freaking overwhelming. A lot of tears, a lot of sweat, a lot of hard work. But damn, when you reflect back on the years of starting your own business, you realize what a crazy skill set you've basically acquired and how much you know. And that is something I absolutely love. Like, if I just chat to my husband and reflect back on the past 3 years, the things that I'm doing now, I had no fucking clue how to do it when I was running a PR agency for 7 years. Like, I've completely actually started specializing in a total different field. I was very anti-tech when I was younger. Now I am so equipped in, I mean, knowing more about coding and building different platforms within tech and online that I had no cooking clue to do. But when you are learning and when you are upskilling, it is incredibly exhausting, and the sort of end is not in sight. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. And then suddenly 3-4 years later, you look back and go like, damn, I have learned so much, which equals so much fulfillment. So much. And then the last reason why I think entrepreneurship is the absolute best is that the impact that you are able to have on society, giving back, whatever it may be. I was having the discussion the other day, basically feeling like the businesses that I'm invested in are doing really well. Things are going smoothly in terms of me knowing now exactly what works and what doesn't work. Of course, things will change and we'll have to pivot along the way. But we're in a good space that I'm analyzing what more can we do to give back. Where are we employing? Where are we, like, upskilling or taking on more staff, or where are we giving back in other ways? Are we across other businesses? Are we being, sustainable? Are we giving back to charities? Whatever it may be, like, you've got control of that. So for your own peace of mind, you can really become the better version of what you've always wanted to become by having control of these businesses, or a business that you run, because you get to make a big impact based off of, like, you and no one else. And I love that. And I think I can carry on for so much longer about the reasons why entrepreneurship is the absolute worst or the absolute best. All I can say is, I would not trade in the past 11 years for anything. I for sure had moments where I wanted to quit, where I wanted to go to corporate, where I wanted to just have a steady salary and not this unpredictability. And those happened, like, that feeling happened a couple of years ago. But when you feel like that and you're wanting to get out, you're almost just seeking for that comfort. And I didn't have capacity to want to upskill, I was like, I want to just have a desk job, rock up and leave. And I've had those moments, but damn, am I glad I didn't give up. I am so happy that I'm a lover of endurance, because this is the best endurance race that I've ever been on. And who knows where it may lead or where it may take me. But if you were contemplating starting your own business, fucking do it. I don't know how old you are, but we're not going to live forever. And how exciting to be able to get at the end, whenever your end may be, and to reflect back and go, gosh, at one point, you know, I was exposed to marketing, and another point I did tech, and then I was in retail, and then I, you know, went into the health field. How freaking exciting to live a life of more fulfillment and more exposure. And that is what I absolutely love about entrepreneurship. And you don't have to do it alone. You can get a business partner. You can even see how opportunities arise and you go into an existing business. There are so many different ways where entrepreneurship can unfold. So that's my little spiel. My hands are absolutely freezing. I need to put my gloves back on and get this wild child dog home and get to breakfast and start my day. So hope you enjoyed this episode. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Mum podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and pass it on to your fellow ambitious mom.